5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wendy Bell. Inspiring solutions to save America. One show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program is official and on the clock. We're delighted to spend some time with you. Thanks for being here. I just got to talk about this Biden going through like a swing state, a swing through, I should say, of his home state. He claims Scranton, Pennsylvania is where he basically began. He remembers fondly these weird stories sitting at the kitchen table with his parents, who were very concerned, he said, by the cost of gas. Even though, of course, historically, when you go back to that age, that time, gas prices were flat. So that's factually incorrect. Look, I think we all know that Joe Biden is a mirage. He is a fictitious presentation of something that never was. He was an easy mark, malleable, weak, desperate, greedy, not very intelligent, to put it lightly, easy to co-opt, and like a blob of clay on a wheel, mold into whatever they wanted. And he has obliged for 50 years. It's a shame when you see someone and you know somebody who has a problem being authentic, whatever that means. I like weird people. I do. I like nerdy people. I always liked the kids in the band, right? Because they didn't care what the popular kids thought. They enjoyed music. It's the fat girl in the bikini at the pool, right? God bless you. God bless you. You know who you are. You don't care what other people think about who you are. And you are who you are. You go. Now, when they force me to care, because they start making inroads on what we believe is sane and rational, common sense thought, you got to put your foot down. Joe Biden, that's so sad. Because he's not authentic, because he has no original plan, because he's not in charge, because he's only a puppet, a figurehead, a placement, a placeholder, a chess piece, if you will. There's no way to shine. There's no way to connect because there's nothing there. And people can tell. So he goes to this Wawa, and I want to talk about this because the motorcade, there's a guy. And I would play it for you, but it's so, I mean, Brock would have to be, his fingers would fall off because there's so many edits we'd have to make because of all the swear words. Isn't it a shame that in civilized culture, that in civil society today, a rational, reasonable person can be boiled down to the F word, shouted again and again and again and again in public? That is how these people, the globalists, the puppeteer, the residual losers in this administration who lie, who make everything miserable, this is what they've boiled us down to. That you want to say F Joe Biden at the top of your lungs on a morning, weekday morning, in front of other people. There's a guy who's standing there. He's got jeans on. He's got a collared shirt, right? Looks like he's casually working on a Friday, Thursday, whatever. And as Joe Biden's motorcade goes by, he literally loses his marbles and shouts, no shortage of 20 times, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden. This is where we are. Do you guys hear what Joe Biden said about his uncle, who apparently he remembers fondly? This Uncle Bozy guy, is that what he calls him? Says he was in the war. It was eaten by cannibals. Joe Biden's really proud of him. I was like, wait, what? Wait, what? Isn't it bad that Corn Pop is weird enough and that kids would be in the pool rubbing his hair? Like, I don't, right? All right, let's hear a little Joe Biden, this vibrant world leader. This is the guy Chris Coons wants you to believe is seasoned. This is the man Jake Sullivan lies every day and John Kirby and tells you run circles around them. I can't even keep up. Well, let's pay attention. Audio soundbite one. The president, ladies and gentlemen, of the United States.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brozy, they called him Bozy. My uncle Bozy was a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
What in the everlasting love is he talking about? You know what that reminds me of? I've been to many nursing homes. I used to volunteer quite a bit. And this reminds me of walking into a nursing home. We're in the lobby. A lot of people are in their wheelchairs. And you go over and you tuck the blanket around them and make sure they're comfortable. This is a story that you would hear from somebody in a nursing home. And everybody around him is like, oh my gosh, how do I get the hell out of this room? It was like the young man who was standing and got the video of wearing the suit the other day with his mom and his sister. And the poor kid, he looked like he was going to cry. I am so freaking uncomfortable. This is worse than church to a child. Listening to Joe Biden and watching the fictitious bogosity around him. The illusion that he's still there when everybody knows dude's been gone for a long time. So anyway, Uncle Bozy apparently was eaten by cannibals. And here's Joe Biden being, I wonder if he knows barbecue. Right? What are we doing? And then he goes on. He's talking in Scranton, right? He's trying to tap into the people. I'm just like you. I mean, just like you who swindled or who got $9 million from, you know, Ukraine and got diamonds and cars and all sorts of stuff, right? Right? Because you guys can completely commit. Like, I relate to Joe Biden. Listen to what he said, how he looks at the economy. So.
I look at the economy. I don't see it through the eyes of Mar-a-Lago. I see it through the eyes of Scranton, and that's not hyperbole. That's a fact.
In Scranton, Trump supporter John Basiliga is building a new restaurant, and he's slamming President Biden for rising costs.
He says his policies are better for middle America or anybody. Just walk around and ask the real people. They'll tell you the exact opposite.
That's tougher for people, you know? So how could he be seeing it through our eyes?
I'm a registered Democrat, but I'm not happy.
Joe Biden also has a track record and results from that track record. It's a disaster.
I think he's the worst president we ever had, to be honest with you. This economy sucks. I mean, everything's going up except, you know, paychecks. You know, I just think the economy sucks ever since Biden got in.
Trump, when he said he would do something, he would do it.
He's doing.
He takes action. And he does care about the people.
It's not hard to find people who say these things. The economy sucks. You know, I'm not a big fan of that word. I say it a lot because it's very illustrative of what I'm saying. Everything has gone to hell. And people know it. They see it. They feel it every single day. There's no hiding it. You don't have to go search for people to tell you the truth about how they're struggling. Video I saw of a young lady sitting in her car, turns the camera on herself. She's got to be between the ages of my oldest son, so maybe 22, maybe 23. And she's cute. She's wearing kind of a professional outfit. And she says, I just want to know, am I the only one who feels like this? She's like, I thought when I went to college, I was going to come out and I was going to have a job. And it was going to be a good job and it was going to pay me a good wage. And I'd be able to buy a house. And I'd be able to have stuff and do things. She's like, I graduated from college and I work and all I work to do is to pay my bills. I don't have money to do anything. Is this what it is? Is this as good as it gets? And then she said something that I was like, she said, am I all alone? No, you're not all alone. It's everywhere. And it's purposeful. This is what it feels like. This is how we never want it to feel again. When we come back, I gotta play this audio for you guys, right? So it's in Philadelphia where Joe was yesterday. And it's two women, two black women, who are pro-Palestinian protesters. Put that on the back burner. A reporter for Newsmax asks these women a very simple question. And they go off. The left can't ignore it anymore. They've lost them. We got the sound next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. One of the Twitter accounts I enjoy following. I can't call it X. It's just so stupid. Why mess with a good thing? Everybody knew what it was. Stop it. RNC Research. It's a great site. I enjoy watching the clips that they put up. And they dropped something that said this. Biden just wrapped up a, quote, swing through Pennsylvania. And it was a total and complete disaster, filled with shuffles and slurs and a lot of lying. And then it chronicles the things that Joe Biden said in his whirlwind attempt to campaign in Pennsylvania, which is in play for Donald Trump. In fact, he's got, I think, a 4 or 5 point lead right now. Trump does. So in just a few brief stops, quote unquote, pressing the flesh, meeting the people, pretending that he knows what's going on, Joe Biden falsely claimed twice that his uncle Bozie was eaten alive by cannibals in New Guinea. What? He tried and repeatedly failed to emulate the energy of President Trump's impromptu bodega visit to Harlem. People inside the Wawa were like, he instructed Israel not to bomb their own city. He asked if Americans were ready to choose freedom over democracy. He falsely, this is all things Joe Biden did in the last 24 hours. He falsely claimed he, quote, cut the budget by a lot of money. He falsely claimed he never spoke with anyone about the political prosecutions of President Trump, which we know is BS. He claimed his mother didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954, whatever the hell that means, and was followed by rabid anti-Israel protesters at every turn. He told steelworkers in Pittsburgh that the middle class didn't build America. He falsely claimed that the United Steelworkers were the first outfit ever to endorse him during his 1972 Senate run, just weeks after falsely telling United Auto Workers the same darn thing. He falsely claimed he's ahead in 35 polls. He told a bizarre and incoherent story from decades ago about answering his motel room door wearing nothing but a towel and shaving cream. He forgot the word Scranton, falsely claimed he has never earned a $400,000 salary, despite earning one presidentially right now, right? And despite making millions and millions after he left office as VP, he falsely and repeatedly claimed he cut the federal deficit, and that's just for 24 hours. Other than that, I got nothing. Thank you. I'll be here next week too, right? So I can give you that list. Or you can go street level with a Newsmax reporter in Philadelphia as these folks are protesting Joe Biden for Palestine, not for our border, not for our taxes, not for, you know, the opioid and fentanyl epidemic, not for anything, but Palestine. We'll leave that on the back burner. Listen to what these women say about Joe Biden. Go.
Is just a figurehead. So has he done anything for our community? No. The black community per se? No. Because every time that we ask for something or every time we say we need something, he turns his back on the black community. So in Philadelphia, what has he done? Nothing. Everything that happens in this city is because of the taxpayers' dollars, because we're being overtaxed and underpaid, overworked, and that's why the violence in this city is so high. So no, I don't believe that Joe Biden has done anything for the African American community that he is in today, looking to get our votes from. No, because he only comes down here when he needs votes from the African American community. So I object what he has going on right now.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I agree. Hardly agree. That's why they got him hiding inside. They won't bring him out for whatever the reason is. I don't know.
We have to depend on food pantries that are coming from churches, that are coming from people that come from outside of our community and plant. Because guess what? They get the money from our state to plant. Because people like this young lady that lived in this neighborhood does not have the availability to garden and forage this stuff because we're not allowed to in Philadelphia. But outsiders can come in and garden and produce farms. So we depend on food banks in our neighborhoods for things like eggs, vegetables, milk, water. That's not okay. So where is the higher wages when Pennsylvania has $7.25 as the minimum wage? That's not high wages. That's not good paying jobs.
It's wrong. God is not pleased with it. And he's going to do something about it. And I'm a living witness to that. It's crazy. Kids dying. People getting shot, killed every day. You turn on the news. It ain't safe to walk the streets at night and enough. You can't do like you used to do. And the president ain't doing nothing. He going the other way.
And how about this from a gentleman just down the street? Go.
So, my thing is, you know, you got all these people here for this guy named Biden, right? We got a lot of people, veterans in the street, suffering. You got low-income families where he actually came to visit, struggling, but you got migrants, immigrants coming over here illegal, and they're helping people. When are you going to help the American people? That's what I would like to know, you know? And then you pull our troops from Afghanistan, make us look weak as a country. Now people don't take us serious. They laugh at us. They look at us like a joke. And then not on top of that, you're not like mentally capable of running a country, bro.
Wow.
You know? Like,
who is?
Trump. Listen, he's quick to push buttons, but that's what we need. We need an iron fist for this country. Because Biden, he's going through Alzheimer's. He's a joke. Trump, he don't play around, man. He gets things done. And you see action, man. He gets things done.
That's the thing. He takes action. Look, you don't have to see the facade. You don't need to be a part of High School Musical, the presentation at a convenience store. All you need to do is care to talk to the freaking people. Josh Hawley blows up Alejandro Mayorkas, and it is delicious. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. So Alejandro Mayorkas was back on the hot seat. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends. So, head of the Department of Homeland Security, we all know the homeland is not secure. Every single day, I could fill an entire three-hour program by simply scrolling through the social media posts about people who have been killed, raped, injured by people who should not be in our country. And it makes me angry that there is a section of our population that doesn't think for itself and believes all of the propaganda based on feelings. They're good people. That's racist to say that. You know what? When it comes to the sovereignty of our land, suck it and sit down. I don't have time for your feelings, like that sniveling juror. Well, I didn't really like his handling of COVID. Well, you know what, lady? You're the problem. You can move to Canada. Sorry, Wayne. You can have her. But this Mayorkas, You have to have the right axis of evil in place. If you're going to lie and you're going to deceive, you're going to steal, and you're going to try to destroy something that you and I love. Josh Hawley found something, though. Oh, what is it? Oh, it's Mayorkas lying. Because there's this, like, whatever, cavalier. Put your hand on the Bible. Do you solemnly swear? Blah, 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 blah. And they don't care. Should we not all get to this point where we're like, this is the line, and you don't cross the line? Because I thought we had a line when it came to fiddling with kids. Until California decided to punt a bill that would have made it a felony to purchase a child to have sex with them. Because in my mind, as a common sense mom, that just seems rational to me. Like, ew, it's not a felony already to do that. It's a misdemeanor. There should be a line. And lying and opening the border and bringing people in who are terrorists and who are rapists and who have problems with alcohol and drugs and who are rampant DUI getters, and they crash into people that we love and they take them from us. That's a full stop. Apparently not. Because Alejandro Mayorkas is protected by the machine. Same with Jennifer Granholm. Same with Pete Buttigieg. Same with Miguel Cardona. Same with Merrick Garland. Same with Kamala Harris. All of them. So this is interesting, and you need to hear these audio sound bites. As the Missouri senator, I'm going to call him my boyfriend, because I believe he should be. I like how he thinks. I like how he talks. I like how he behaves. I like how he believes in law. I like how he takes on people who suck. And he did yesterday. Josh Hawley, Alejandro Mayorkas, caught in a lie. Caught in a lie about the very criminal who's alleged to have killed Lakin Riley. Got into this country, was allowed in, paroled, they call it, paroled into this country under the guise of, we don't have enough space for these people in our detention center, so we're just going to bounce them into the interior. We'll fly them on your dime, right? Because we don't have space in the detention facility. Well, Josh Hawley got his hands on all the paperwork about this Jose Ibarra guy. And he gets Mayorkas in quite a pickle. Let's talk about Jose Ibarra, Mr. Secretary. Here's the senator from Missouri.
Expunged. Nothing is done to this guy. He had a criminal record to start with. He's in the country on illegal grounds. You have falsely and illegally allowed him in. He commits a crime against a child. He's not prosecuted. It's expunged. In November, get this. In November, Ibarra files an application for employment authorization. And unbelievably, on December the 9th, 2023, it's approved. So this is your policies in action, Mr. Secretary. A criminal is permitted into this country on grounds flatly not permitted, flatly contradictory to the statute. He commits a crime against a child, and then he gets a work permit. He gets a work permit. You want to know why all of the jobs in the last 2 or 3 years have gone to illegal migrants? Working people in this country can't get a job. Their unemployment rate's high. Why? Because of things like this. And then what's he do? Well, we all know. Then in February, he commits the heinous crime against Lakin Riley. Is this a record that you are proud of?
Senator, you've misstated some facts.
I have read from the parole file, which you have said you don't recall, don't have, you miscited. I'm reading from it. It is right here. And I've just, pursuant to the speech and debate clause, I have just read it into the record. And the reason is, you have lied repeatedly to Congress and to the American people about this. They deserve to know. And the only way they're going to know is if I tell them. I've just told them. It's in the record now. I've read it verbatim from the parole file. Verbatim. I just want to know, why did you change your story so often? Why didn't you just answer honestly to Congressman Bishop and Senator Britt?
Senator, I am confident that justice will be vindicated in the criminal prosecution of the case.
Well, hopefully he'll get more of a trial than you got. Otherwise, there'll be no justice for anyone at all.
I'm sure justice will be vindicated. What does that even mean? That doesn't mean anything, Alex. That means nothing. It means you don't care. You've never cared. We know you don't care. And we have to go to these great dramatic lengths to show to the American people how little you care. By the off chance possibility that maybe, just maybe, there are enough people out there who are ready to wake up. Who are ready to snap out of the trance, to get off of cruise control, to get out of the clone trooper outfits of obeyance. What? You need me to wear a mask? Okay, yes, yes. No, I am done complying. And then Josh Hawley says to him, hey, wait a minute. So why'd you lie to everybody who asked you questions on this panel? See, we asked you questions about this guy. You didn't care. You let him into our country to murder one of our daughters. Why didn't you just tell the truth? Listen.
Now that we have the file, I'll tell you what the difference is. Congressman Bishop didn't have the parole file, and Senator Britt didn't have the parole file. And now we do have the parole file. And now we all know that the reason he was paroled into this country was because lack of detention capacity, which, as you and I both know, is not a valid reason under the statute. And now that we know that for sure, this is right out of the parole file. Here it is. Subject was paroled due to detention capacity at the Central Processing Center in El Paso, Texas. Now suddenly you don't want to talk about it. This is extraordinary. It's also a pattern with you. So let me just try one more time. Have you read the parole file?
Senator, I'm going to give the same answer, and let me say it.
Well, which one? Are you going to give me the answer you gave to Senator Britt? Are you going to give the answer you gave to Congressman Bishop, or the answer you gave to Senator Paul, or do you want to try a fourth one?
Senator, I will not speak to the particulars of the case, given the pending criminal prosecution.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. Well, you certainly, of course, you don't want to, because it is an absolutely damning indictment of your policies. Let's just review Ibarra, and how he came to be here. On September the 8th, 2022, he was encountered by United States Border Patrol in El Paso, Texas, and was paroled into the United States due to lack of detention capacity. A provision, a proviso, a rule that is not permitted under the statute. You and I both know you know this. You knew it when you were talking to Congressman Bishop. You knew it when you were testifying to Senator Britt, and you know it today. You just never wanted to cop to it, because the statute doesn't permit it. And so you lied to Congressman Bishop, and you lied to Senator Britt. And now you are hiding behind the ongoing prosecution excuse, because it's the last one left to you, because you testified falsely under oath.
Why is it so hard to tell the truth? See, people who tell the truth, they don't sweat. They don't fear. And unfortunately, maybe we should, because we see what happens when they show up somewhere because they love America and they know something that happened was wrong. And they go to the Capitol, hopeful. They fly in from all over the country to try to overthrow the government. Of course not. That's patently idiotic. That's what suckers would say. They went there to show their love of country, their support of President Trump, and hoping that they would be able to witness history, that they would be able to tell their children or their grandchildren that they were there on that fateful day when their elected representatives listened to them and did the right thing and prevented somebody from overtaking the country and summarily destroying it. That's why people went to the Capitol that day. So Alejandro Mayorkas is excusing the criminality of strangers for votes, for registration, for bodies, for census, for redistricting, because they want to do away with the Electoral College, of course, and go popular vote. And he would rather jeopardize your son or daughter and walk away from them the way this administration walked away from Laken Riley than tell you the truth. The President of the United States called her Lincoln. The women in Philadelphia we just played for you who said, Joe Biden comes here when he needs something. He always needs something, but he never delivers anything. They are awake. They are aware, alive, active, and they are angry. We are angry. My question is, what is the end game of these hearings? Because he's not going to get impeached any more than Joe Biden would. The machine won't let it. Is this the slow bleed? Is this the story that we have to share every single day so more and more Americans wake up and snap out of it too? Because if that's the case, I'm committed. Every damn day. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, my friends. Walls closing in on the lying January 6th committee. This is worthwhile. You'll enjoy it next. You know, Mayorkas saying he can't discuss the... He can't discuss the specifics of Laken Riley's alleged murderer because it's a part of ongoing investigation and criminal thing. You know, I can't talk. It's Christopher Wray saying, you know what? I can't comment on that. We're currently invested. That's top secret. You know what? That's classified. That's classified. I'm sorry. You do not have clearance for that kind of, you know what? You work for us, JAG. Facts. So when I see this story, which makes me happy. It makes me happy. It does. And you J6 prisoners who are listening from prison, all of you, this should make you happy too, prisoners. Breitbart.com report. January 6th committee Democrats say they fear Trump will put them in jail. You know, you don't feel threatened unless you've done something wrong. Like when you have a clear conscience, you have a peaceful, fulfilling life. When you're a dirtbag, you kind of get scared. And they're scared. Let's find out why. Here are your details. House Democrats who led an investigation into former President Donald Trump's role into the January 6th Capitol riot say they're worried about their safety. Got to play that card, death threats. When the racism card hasn't worked, there's no LGBTQIA plus card to play, right? You've got one of the last few things in your back pocket. You're like, oh, I really didn't want to go here, but I'm losing so bad because I suck. Death threats. I worry for my safety. You should worry for your safety. If you've lied to the American people, if you've concealed evidence, if you've withheld evidence. Oh, that's right, because you did. This January 6th committee, my friends, shared with Fonnie Willis, the suck DA from Fulton County, who can bang the prosecutor guy, right? Lie about how much money she paid him and be like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. That's racist. January 6th committee shared all of the videos and the interview transcripts with Fonnie Willis. So Fonnie Willis could put together a more ironclad case against Donald Trump. But when Trump's defense team went to the January 6th committee and they knocked on Benny Thompson's door, that slug, and said, hey, you know, we need this video of all the people who testified before you, good, bad, and ugly. Let's go. I want to see what they said. He said, oh, wait, what? I didn't know you guys wanted that. We destroyed that. It seemed like so much data. Is that like Pfizer's trial data from the first wave of the jab that the FDA wanted 75 years to withhold from us? Look, there's just a lot of stuff for us to get through, and I don't think we can get it to you in a timely fashion. So how does 2096 sound? Really? These people, the House Democrats on this sub-select committee, blah, 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 said they fretted to CBS News in a recent piece about a March 18th Trump post on Truth Social that said former Representative Liz Cheney should go to jail along with the rest of the unselect committee. You lie, you deceive, you conceal, you destroy, you suck. Bye-bye. Representative Adam Schiff from California, who's consistently fundraised off of all Democrat investigations and impeachments of Trump, never let a crisis go to waste, told the network this is you're going to love this. My wife and I, we've had some conversations about what would life would be like if the worst happened, you know. You can't avoid the conversations about what if, and I have to think about my own personal safety. You know, it's funny because there are several hundred January 6th defendants who are sitting in jail right now, whose wives have lost their homes and their cars and their savings because of you, Adam Schiff. I hope you're sweating. I hope you worry about your personal safety. What would happen to you in prison, sir? House Democratic Caucus Chairman Pete Aguilar said he took the threat of being jailed seriously, but he joked that the jail is close to the Capitol and that his family would visit him, quote, no matter where I am. Representative Zoe Lofgren, another member of the committee that investigated January 6th, and another California Democrat, said she believes Trump intends to do what he says he will do. Former D.C. police officer Michael Fanone, who testified in front of the committee and was subsequently hired by CNN as a law enforcement analyst, told CBS News he's going to weaponize the Department of Justice and use it to go after people like myself. He's telling us exactly what he plans to do. No, he's telling you exactly what you did to the January 6 hostages and that he's coming for you next. So you should be afraid. Brock, I'm sorry, what was that again that Michael Fanone received as payment for his testimony to that select committee? What was that again?
Well, he earned it. Oh. He's a best-selling author.
Oh, my gosh. With whom again? Was that the New York Times?
Yes.
New York.
And a CNN contributor.
He's an instant New York Times best-selling author. You guys know a lot of people who have that book on their end table? It's on their coffee table in the living room. Oh, it's a great book. We all want to relive the insurrection. You want to tell me that people bought that stupid book any more than they bought any book that Joe Biden wrote? Any more than 81 million people showed up and voted for an old, lying, plagiarist dirtbag? Really? Is it the same book deal that Cassidy Hutchinson got? Oh, indeed, it is. Wait a minute. Former U.S. Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, who's now running for Congress as a Democrat.
He got a book deal, too.
What? That's so weird, Brock. Get out of town. This Harry Dunn guy told CBS News anyone who has testified against Trump or spoken out in public capacity should be worried. Damn straight. Because if you spoke out and testified about something that didn't happen from people whose intent was never to overthrow the government, but just rather a desperate gasp to hope that the government wasn't already lost, you damn well better be afraid, sir. Very. Don't miss our national security expert, John Guandolo, coming up next. Sharia law. Is that part of our Constitution? No, but there are some dirtbag groups that want it to be. And John's got the proof next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.